Today on the Pageant Cast, Miss America's Outstanding Teen 2008, Caitlin Brunell. Today on the Pageant Cast.
This podcast is certified fresh. Freshmediaworks.com.
Pageant Cast episode 121.
Welcome to the Pageant Cast, your home for beauty pageant news and interviews on the internet.
This is Deborah Kennedy, host of Beauty, Fashion, and Fitness Tips with Deborah Kennedy, and you are listening to the internet's first podcast dedicated to beauty pageants, the Pageant Cast. And here's your host, Tim Kretschmann.
Hey, thanks. Thanks for the great introduction. You're listening to the Pageant Cast. So glad that you could join us. Today, of course, we're going to have Caitlin Brunell, Miss America's Outstanding Teen 2008. She'll be talking a little bit about the Princess Mentoring Program as well as the Miss America system. You know, it took a long time for them to get a teen pageant. Now they're dabbling in the smaller children pageants as well. So you'll hear a little bit about that. You'll be hearing a lot about Caitlin's Closet as well, a fantastic platform that Caitlin is involved in. Hey, one thing I didn't get to talk a lot about in the last show was the pageant extravaganza here in the Milwaukee area with Heather French Henry, Miss America 2000, and Katie Harmon, Miss America 2002. Now, I only went to the fashion show part. There were lessons and teaching and that sort of thing for pageant hopefuls, and it was a fantastic event. Would have liked to have seen more people there, but it was absolutely beautiful. If you ever get a chance, you'll want to check out Seal Schwalbach's facilities there, Cafe Latte, and From Hair On over there in Brookfield. Fantastic services available there. We've been playing with an idea here on the show. If you're a beauty pageant participant, a beauty pageant director, or a beauty pageant coach, what we're going to invite you to do is call in at 414-517-4908. That's a Milwaukee telephone number, 414-517-4908, and leave a tip. We're going to try to start a pageant tip line, and we'll play those tips out here on the Pageant Cast. So call up, give out your tip, and that we'll start playing out when I see that we have a few of them lined up. I'll give you a tip right now. If you are a director and want to promote your event, call 414-517-4908. Let people know about it. I know a lot of people don't want to call because they're like, you know, people are listening in Sweden. We have people that are listening in Singapore. We have people that are listening in California, and here I'm on the East Coast. What good does it do leaving a message here? Well, first of all, these shows are out there, and they're out there for good. They are out there forever. Get yours in while I'm still doing this. We're doing it for free right now. I may be charging advertising in 2 years. I don't know. So get them in now. You get them in the show, and they're there. They're there for good. Okay. The other thing that you should keep in mind is just getting the name out there might help whatever pageant is associated with them locally, or they might be interested in traveling. Give it a shot. Just give us a call at 414-517-4908. Hey, I'd like to direct you all over to my friends at pageantpeople.com. Not only because Sherry is just a wonderful person and I like talking about her, but also because there's an interview with me. A few of you have been hoping somebody would turn the tables on me and start asking questions. Well, somebody did it, and it was Sherry, and she did a wonderful job getting all sorts of information out of me I don't know that I wanted to give out. No, she was kind and did a great job with the interview, and you can find it at pageantpeople.com. Just click on her blog, and it'll lead you right to it. A lot of great stuff. In fact, you should be checking out pageantpeople.com. At least, give yourself at least once a week. Go out there, check if you have any friend requests. Go out there and just chat with a few people. You never know what type of friends you're going to make out there at pageantpeople.com. In fact, when I do these interviews, think about it. How often do I ask, what's one of the best things that you got out of your pageant experience? I had lifelong relationships with friends. Pageant people can help you make those friendships virtually, and can probably help you plan things out and that sort of thing if you're traveling to a national pageant. So try it out, pageantpeople.com. Hey, I'm babbling. Let's get the show going. We have Miss America's Outstanding Teen 2008, Caitlin Brunell, on today's show. We have TurnForTheJudges.com has another great, I always want to say article. They have a great segment on today's show. Got some great music from the PodSafe Music Network. You're going to love today's show, and I'll tell you why, because I'm going to stop talking now, and we're going to get going with it. Here we are with the Pageant Cast.
TKPN Podcast.com. You've got mail.
Looking in our email bag, we got this one actually in MySpace. Came from Janice McQueen Ward. She states, California International Pageant. They are looking for contestants to represent Los Angeles County in the Teen, Miss, and Mrs. California International Pageant to be held in August in Palm Springs. If selected, you will represent the LA County area at California International Pageants and a chance to continue to the International Pageant in 2009. Please contact Janice Ward at janicemcqueenward@yahoo.com. I got an email from someone that just received their second issue of Savvy Magazine and went gaga over the interview with Stephanie Hunt, who is Mrs. United States this year. I quoted, "When a woman wins a pageant title, she has a choice. Will her title begin and end with beauty, or will she choose to go beyond beauty? Stephanie Hunt chose the latter." Now, it's on newsstands now. I am going to mention this. First of all, thank you for the email, but I'm going to mention this. Every time one of the magazines comes out, I get emails. Now with Savvy, but certainly this has happened with Supermodels Unlimited. It's happened with Pageantry, and I have subscriptions to all of these. I am the last person in the United States that gets any of these magazines. It is unbelievable. Everyone gets them about a week to a month before they arrive over here in beautiful Muskego, Wisconsin. Now, I'm not saying I live in a metropolis. I'm about 30 minutes outside of Milwaukee, which Milwaukee is kind of a big city. It's teetering these days, but it's kind of a big city. Muskego is certainly not the sticks it once was. When I was growing up, this was a farming community. Today, instead of planting corn, they plant basements out here. You know, there's plenty of commerce going on out here. Why does it take me so long to get my magazines? This is very upsetting. Because I keep getting these emails, and I'm like, I'd like to read it. And then Savvy Magazine in particular, because I am already reading Savvy the second time, the first issue. I thought it was fantastic. I'm reading it a second time, and now I'm hearing about the second issue, and I don't have it in my hands. It drives me crazy. Anyway, let's go on.
Now it's time for TATJ.com.
Howdy, pageant fans. It's time for the pageant weekend recap. In local pageant news, pageant veterans dominated in Washington State as two new titles were awarded. Carrie Ann Pedrini won the Miss Northwest title and will be making her third appearance at the state finals, performing a pop vocal for talent. Janet Harding, the new Miss Tahoma, will return to the state finals after a break from her 2006 attempt. She will be playing the piano during the talent event. Over in Kansas, three newcomers earned their ticket to the Miss Kansas America state finals. Shelby Smith is the new Miss Midway, Kelly Shea is the new Miss Hay Capital, and Christy Boot is the new Miss Southwestern College. In Illinois, the new Miss Macon is Alicia McCullough. Alicia's pageant experience includes placing in the top 10 in 2005 and 2007, with her best finish as first runner-up in 2006. In Kentucky, four newcomers captured local titles. The new Miss East Kentucky is Natalie Blake, Miss Knott County is Natasha Rachel, Miss Southeastern Kentucky is Rachel Hunt, and Miss Heart of the Highlands is Natalie Brown. In California, the new Miss Redwood City is newcomer Lindsay Newman, who attends Chapman University. In New York, four newcomers and one pageant veteran recently earned tiara hats. The new Miss Southeast New York is Marina Montez, who seeks to raise awareness of depression in teens. Miss Modern Times is Jennifer Walker, a vocalist. Miss Northern New York is Jessica Tagwin, who will perform a monologue. And Miss Long Island is Elise Witt, a graduate of Wright State University. The New York pageant veteran is Brittany Griffin, who was second runner-up in 2004. Brittany will hold the title of Miss Empire State. In state pageant news, North Carolina has selected another Mrs. title holder, this time for the Mrs. America finals to be held in September. 27-year-old Maureen McDonald, who won the Mrs. North Carolina America title, is a dance instructor and model, and is the wife of Mark and the mother of two. The search for Miss America's outstanding teen stopped in Arizona and selected 16-year-old baton-twirling Kelsey Hartley to hold the title of Arizona's Outstanding Teen 2008. Kelsey's platform involves animal abuse prevention. And finally, in international news, the new Miss New Zealand Universe is 20-year-old Samantha Powell, and the new Miss Norway World is Lainey Egeli, a 21-year-old from Stavanger. In the TFTJ Cafe this week, a double dose of Ask Rocco is available as he addresses issues concerning trainers. The first training article is Fitness Expert versus Certified Trainer, What's the Difference? And the second is Body for Life for Real? That's all from TFTJ.com. I'm Devin Lee wishing you tiara dreams.
We're sorry. Your call cannot be completed as dialed.
We want you to be a part of the show.
How can you be a part of the show?
It's really easy. Just call 414-517-4908. That's 414-517-4908.
Leave us a short message and we'll play it right here on the Pageant Cast.
Be a part of the show.
Be a part of the show today.
Be a part of the show, The Pageant Cast.
Be heard from coast to coast and across the world here on The Pageant Cast.
Please leave your message after the tone. Press any key to end.
It's time for another great interview on the TKPN Podcasting Network.
You're listening to the Pageant Cast, and we have a very special guest on the phone with us today, Caitlin Brunell, Miss America's Outstanding Teen 2008. Hello, Caitlin.
Hello, how are you?
Oh, we're fantastic. Now, where are we calling you tonight?
Well, I live in Great Falls, Virginia, and I just got home from long practice of dance class, so about to do some homework.
Okay, you still have to do homework here? You're the leader of teens from sea to shining sea. You still have homework to do?
I do. I'm a sophomore in high school, so it gets pretty busy with all the traveling I'm doing, but it's been a fun year.
Well, why don't you start by telling us a little bit about the travel that you have as being a Miss America's Outstanding Teen. How do you fit that in with all the school?
Well, ever since August, It's been pretty crazy, but I've had some great memories while traveling. I've been to a lot of great places, including we actually got to go to Mexico because I went on the Miss America cruise, and we were supposed to go to the Bahamas, but because of the hurricane, we went to Mexico, but it was still a lot of fun. And I'm pretty much gone every weekend, if not every other weekend. I was recently in Texas for a photo shoot, and I'm leaving for California tomorrow, so I've been jumping around all over the place.
I hear that now, as part of the Miss America's Outstanding Teen, there is also a Princess Mentoring Program. What is that all about?
Yes, there is, and I wish they had that when I was that age. It's wonderful. Actually, you can find a lot more information about it at meoteen.org, but basically it's for these girls to come in and see what it's like. They get to be involved with the production numbers with myself as well as some past winners of MAOT. And it's going to be a great week. They're going to have a lot of different events planned that they'll get to do, meet new friends, and it's a really great program.
And they should come out to Orlando for this program?
Yes, they'll be in Orlando the same week as the Miss America's Outstanding Teen pageant.
When you're out there at Miss America's Outstanding Teen, do you miss your mother's spaghetti?
I guess so. I guess when I get home, she makes it for me.
Okay, well, I read that in your bio, and I also found out that you're the daughter of a very famous NFL player. Isn't that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, what is it like being the daughter of an NFL player?
You know, a lot of people ask me that question, and I just kind of laugh because to me, he's just my dad, and it's his job, you know, to go out on that football field every Sunday. But it's very exciting to watch, and I'm so proud of him. He's a very hardworking dad.
Now, have people started asking him what it's like to have a daughter that's Miss America's Outstanding Teen?
Well, my dad and I have this game going on right now because we both just got MySpaces. So I have more friends than him right now, so I'm always joking that I'm going to be more famous than him. We go back and forth arguing about it, and it's so funny. He goes, oh, I got one more today. I said, oh, okay, well, I got 10. So it's fun.
Now, I do want to ask you a little bit about Caitlin's closet, but what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break and we'll come back and talk to you about Caitlin's closet in just a moment. Folks, we have Miss America's Outstanding Teen 2008, Caitlin Brunell, here on the line.
I listen each week to the Pageant Cast. Do you? This is Darlene Deben, Mrs. Galaxy 2008, wishing you Tiara Dream.
Today's artist from the Podsafe Music Network is Call It Love by a band named TV TV. TV TV is a four-piece hailing from the Lower East Side of New York City. Together, the four make a music that is impossible to resist. Whether it's a catchy hook, an energetic beat, or a full-out cheer, TV TV has something for everyone. I think you're going to agree. The name of the song you're hearing today, Call It Love.
She goes around with her girlfriends. She says it's nothing at all. Two shadows in the dark, keep me waiting. One step away from the fall. So I hear the same old story. Don't know why, but I feel so sorry. Three words do nothing for me. We can't be in love. Yeah, it's just not helping. Call me in the night to say that you're running late. Something isn't right, but they tell you no need to wait. Call me on this bluff, cause that's it. Something to tell me. She thinks she knows all about me. I can't live like this forever. I can't imagine it would get much better. We can run around together. We can't be alone. It's just not helping. Call me in the night to say that you're running late. Something isn't right, but they tell you no need to wait. Call me on this bluff.
With the growing popularity of fresh, fashion-forward magazines such as InStyle, Allure, and People Style Watch, the pageant industry can't afford to be left behind. The vision of Savvy Magazine is to combine the traditional elements of pageantry with cutting-edge trends in fashion, beauty, and pop culture. We believe that very soon Savvy Magazine will be a must-read for all pageant women and a favorite among female readers in general. Look for the first issue of Savvy to be released this January. Go to www.savvymag.net and subscribe today. Savvy Magazine, the best of pageantry, style, and pop culture.
People of Earth, this is Matthew Ebel, and I'm letting you know that I'm going on tour in May. That's right, I'm taking the spaceship all over the eastern U.S., from Boston to Ohio to South Carolina and a whole lot more. Most of these shows are going to be at podcasters' houses, maybe even in the studio that makes this show, so space is very limited.
Captain, I hate to tell you this, but space is huge. It's actually expanding, remember?
No, not outer space. I mean concert seating.
Gotcha.
So grab your tickets and find out more about the tour at MatthewEbel.com/tour, and I'll see you on planet Earth.
And we are back. We have Caitlin Brunell, Miss America's Outstanding Teen 2008, here on the line with us. And I want to talk to you, Caitlin, about this wonderful platform that you have, Caitlin's Closet. What is that all about?
Well, as you said, Caitlin's Closet is my platform. And what I do is collect dresses for girls who can't afford to buy a dress when they're out, whether it be prom, homecoming, really any function or banquet that teen girl has. And it's been so great to be able to travel as Miss America's Outstanding Teen, go into different schools, and help girls feel confident and beautiful for whatever event they're going to.
Now, is there a way of people contacting you to say, I'm in need of a dress, or I would like to donate a dress?
Yes, there is. Actually, you can contact me. There's my email and phone number on my website, and it's www.caitlinscloset.org, mm-hmm. And that's a great way to get a hold of me, is through that website. It has my mom's email on there.
Okay. Now, tell me a little bit about the U.S. Dream Academy. What's that all about?
Well, U.S. Dream Academy is the national platform for the Miss America's Outstanding Teen program, and honestly, I'd never heard it before competing in the pageant in Orlando, and when I went there, it really opened my eyes to what it does, and I actually got to go to a U.S. Dream Academy when I was in Philadelphia and met with some of the kids and got to read a book and talk to them, and I'll actually be going to a gala in April. So it's a great thing that Whitley Phillips designed to help these kids out, and I'm glad to be a part of it.
That is great. Well, I do want to get back to the Miss America's Outstanding Teen and that competition a little bit. One of the things that you had said earlier about the princess mentoring is you wished they would have had that when you were a young lady. First of all, you're still young, but but I do want to ask you, were you involved in pageants before Miss America's Outstanding Teen?
I started pageants when I was 10, and I did very mellow pageants, no makeup, and it was basically about interview and having poise on stage. Mm-hmm. So I did maybe a couple systems, and then once I heard about the Miss America Outstanding Teen program, I was super excited. Of course, my dad loved the idea of scholarship money to go to college, and I looked into it, ordered the videos from past years, and really spent a lot of time getting ready for it. And I went to my local and then my state and was just so excited to be able to go to nationals. And it was a great 2 weeks. I roomed with Miss New Jersey, and then just kind of happened out of the blue. I did not expect it. So that's been my pageant experience.
Wow, that's pretty exciting. Now, what's your favorite phase of the competition?
That's a tough one. I'd have to say talent. I started when I was 3. I'm actually a dancer, mm-hmm. And it's fun for me. I love being able to make up my dance, get the costume, and then go on stage and really perform it.
Now, what did you perform for your crowning year?
I did a point dance to Show Off from the Drowsy Chaperone.
Now, when is Miss America's Outstanding Teen coming up this year?
It's going to be in August, and I think it's the same exact date. It's August 11th through the 19th, I believe.
Okay.
And so I'm actually going to be there 3 days earlier, so I'm going to have a lot of time. But I'm really excited to meet all the new contestants that are coming in. We're going to have a bunch of production numbers, and it's going to be a great week again.
So it sounds like you're about, what, three-quarters of your way through your reign. Is there anything you're going to miss about not having the crown?
Definitely all the people that I've met. Just the people are wonderful. My chaperones, the directors, all the people who have helped me this year really make my dreams come true, and it's just been so wonderful. So I'm going to be sad to give it up, but at the same time, I know the next girl is just going to have as much fun as I did, and I'm happy for her.
Are you going to give up the crown willingly?
A little bit.
You're not going to cause a big scene, are you?
Keep it if I could.
Well, that's fantastic. Hey, we're just about out of time, but Caitlin, I'd like to ask you, is there anything I missed in today's interview that you want to make sure the listeners of the Pageant Cast know?
Well, just a little side note, I just want to add that the Miss America's Outstanding Teen program, I won over $30,000 for scholarship. So any of you girls out there who would be interested in doing this pageant, it's wonderful. It opens up great doors, and of course there's scholarship money, which is great.
That's fantastic. So we'd like to thank you one more time for making time for us this evening. That's Caitlin Brunell, Miss America's Outstanding Teen 2008. Thanks so much, Caitlin.
Thank you. Nice talking to you.
Nice talking to you.
This is Joy Feaster, Beauties of America 30s, and I'd like you to subscribe to the Pageant Cast. Follow the simple instructions on pageantcast.com, and you can receive, for free, each show to iTunes or other podcatcher. What are you waiting for?
Let's go to the news desk of the Pageant Cast Tabler. You can find all of these news stories on our news desk at pageantcast.com.
Got this email from Georgie Borchardt from Quest for the Crown. Turn for the Judges, TFTJ, has released its 2007 Best of the Best, and we're pleased to announce that Quest for the Crown, as well as one of our longtime clients, Stephanie Doffenbaugh, the current Illinois Ultimate Miss 2008, have the honor of being included. Honorable mention, Turn for the Judges interview coach, Georgie Borchardt, from Quest for the Crown. This year, honorable mention goes to Georgie Borchardt of Quest for the Crown. Georgie has been in the pageant business for 15 years and helped many women on the state and national titles and advanced placements. Georgie has worked extensively with Team Miss, Ms., and Mrs. contestants, assisting them in all areas of pageantry, paperwork, interview techniques, public speaking skills, stage presence, and self-esteem. Learn more about Georgie Borchardt, go ahead and visit her at www.questfortocrown.com. Now, Miss Winner, Turn for the Judge's Best Interview Suit, went to Stephanie Doffenbaugh, Miss Illinois Galaxy at the 2007 Galaxy International Pageant, wearing a lavender knit by Michael St. George for Lady M. The U.S. Army Reserves has answered the nation's call for 100 years, and today's Miss America 2008, Kirsten Hegland, will answer the call when she joins the organization to mark a spectacular celebration in Washington, D.C. Kirsten will kick off the military events on the West Lawn of the White House and join 100 Army Reserve soldiers who will be re-enlisting on this historic day. She will perform the national anthem and honor their dedication to our country. Now, this is a strange one I got from Facebook, and I'm not sure the source didn't get a lot of backup material on this. But Six Flags Great America in Gurnee, Illinois, opened April 26th. And as a side note, that's my local park. I actually have a season pass this year. I just haven't gone down there because it was about 32 degrees this past weekend. But they were rolling out the red carpet for guests during the 2008 Royal Opening Day celebration Feel like royalty as you enjoy the opening day at Six Flags Great America with special guests, thrilling rides, parades, an autograph party, and giveaways. Over 75 local pageant winners will join us in treating our guests as royalty for a day when the gates open for the 2008 season. I had never heard of this before. Has anybody heard of this before? It sounds like they do this every year. I never heard of it. Never, ever heard of it. If you have, give me a call. 414-517-4908. The Miss Texas organization teams up with Caitlin's Closet. Of course, you heard about Caitlin's Closet in today's interview with Caitlin Burnell. Over 2,300 special occasion dresses were collected during a dress drive hosted by Miss Texas and Miss Teen Texas on behalf of Caitlin's Closet, a nonprofit organization which collects gently worn prom gowns and distributes them to girls who would otherwise not be able to afford to attend their proms. Caitlin's Closet was founded by Caitlin Burnell, Miss America's outstanding teen. The Miss Alaska pageant is celebrating 50 years, and we are looking for sponsors and donations and contestants for a wonderful pageant to be held in July. Won't you be part of the celebration? We're currently under new directorship, so a lot of exciting changes are going on. If you would like to donate, sponsor, or would like information about becoming a contestant, please contact btwilinski@gmail.com. Don't worry, this is a podcast. You can rewind that if you didn't get it. And she will make appointments to come in to see you. Also, we are looking for public appearances for our next Miss Alaska, Miss Alaska Outstanding Teen. If you would like to have them at your company or at your event, please contact btwilinski@gmail.com and they will be happy to help you out. And now the Pageant Cast announces a few results that we found from our news desk. I received this an email from Georgie Borchardt of Quest for the Crown. Tori Roberts of Illinois was first runner-up at America's Ultimate Miss, and Stephanie Doffenbaugh of Peru, Illinois was named America's Ultimate Queen, and also the overall swimsuit winner. Now, Stephanie, of course, has been on the program, and we congratulate her, and certainly not a surprise over here. We know what a fantastic competitor Stephanie is. And Tori, I met at the Miss Illinois Galaxy pageants, and she is a wonderful young lady as well. And we wish her all the best. Miss Peru, Silvia Cornejo, bested 111 beauties around the world in winning the 2008 Miss Tourism Queen International. Silvia is the first woman from the American continent to win the title. First runner-up was the hometown girl Miss China, Tong He. Miss Canada, Sehar Binias, was the second runner-up. Miss Montenegro, Dasa Zivkovic, was the third runner-up. And finally, Miss Japan, Akimi Fukumura, was the fourth runner-up. Now, the top 20 ranking, Peru was in first, China, Canada, Montenegro, Japan, followed by Puerto Rico, Chile, Belarus, Greece, Rwanda, the Czech Republic, Sweden, the Ukraine, Cuba, Thailand, Romania, Ghana, Bali, Australia, and Angola. PageantCast. That's it. That's it for this week's PageantCast. I'd like to thank Caitlin Burnell, Miss America's Outstanding Teen. She was a fantastic guest. Loved having her on the show. Also like to thank TVTV for their PondSafe musical selection here on today's PageantCast. I should tell you, is speaking of all this Miss America business, I went to a local, actually an open here in Wisconsin, Miss Lakeshore 2008. And I'd like to congratulate the winner, Desiree Geffers. She did a fantastic job and looked just absolutely stunning. First runner-up was Stephanie Obst. Stephanie is a friend of mine out on Facebook. And I know she's going to do great things as she continues her pageant quest. Second runner-up, also Stephanie Zorkchitz, also competed. And giving up the crown this year was Janelle Larry. So, congratulations to all of these folks. It was a beautiful, you know, opens a lot of times you go to an open and you prepare yourself for sitting on a steel fold-up chair and you're in a gymnasium and there's nothing really to it. The Miss Lakeshore program totally turns that on its ear. There was a theme. There was great lighting. The lighting was fantastic. There was a theatrical theater stage. Very, very nice production for Miss Lakeshore 2008. Kudos to the directors and all their friends that I'm sure got roped into doing a lot of the work. So, isn't that how it always works? This is why you always keep pageant directors at arm's length, because if you get in too close, they grab you and you're part of their committee. Okay, I'm in a silly mood. I need to finish the show. So, I want to thank you all for listening. Remember to tune in next week. Call us at 414-517-4908. Send us an email at pageantcast@gmail.com. Stay subscribed. And until next time, Tierra Dreams.
You've been listening to a TKPN production.